how's it gonna go?
Oh, I hope I don't echo so much. Wait, guys, I'm trying to figure out something. Does my scalp look clean? I recently moved, so I don't have a mirror yet, and I don't think I'm gonna be buying it soon. Knowing me, probably buy it when I come back. We'll see. I just washed my hair after 3,085 years. This is the first time my hair has been washed in a really long time. Like a really, 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 really long time. So, let's do this properly. Welcome to Bee Views. I'm your host, Bee. This is my first episode after we've closed for the summer and after B's K Music's chill session. But before I start this show, third anniversary. It has to be third because second, I remember I did travel blog. So our third anniversary for this podcast is coming up, and that's in, now I have to open my calendar and see when it is. I think it's September the 7th. Yes, it's September the 7th, third. September the 7th. September. What? Sorry. Forgive me. Bee Views was launched. Also the blog Be It View. So in celebration of, well, prior celebration, I'll be making another show. So Let's Talk will be on hold for a while. I'll be making another show. It'll be called The Trend. So The Trend basically will be, it will be a show whereby we'll just talk about groups. Each episode will be focused on a specific group. As we all know, I'm a multi-stan, but my ultimate group is GOT7. So we'll be talking about groups' discography. What I'll do is, since I can't listen to all the songs that a certain group has released, unless it's like one of my favorite groups and somehow I manage to listen to all their songs. But if, for example, I take NCT, which will be actually the first group I'll be talking about, I will talk about their debut album, and their recent releases, and I'll see whether do their releases follow the trend that has been going on, the music trend at that point when they were when they were released. Also, I also mentioned a few memorable songs that I paid attention to, even though I can't say much about all the songs or the albums. I'll just mention a few things, considering that NCT especially is a really big group. So but not only NCT, we're gonna go through a lot of girl groups, boy groups, rookie groups also as well. But not recent rookie groups, probably fourth gen groups, but those who are like more older than a year. Yeah. Oh, the clouds look so beautiful today. yes. But now let's get into this episode. And today we'll be reacting to, or we'll be reviewing GOT7's Na 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 and the EP, their mini album, 12th mini album, GOT7. So, I was actually supposed to do this while doing my hair, but okay. No, but it's still wet down here. Okay, so GOT7 returned with Na 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 yesterday. Well, yesterday, if I release this late, 23rd May, 6 p.m. Korean Standard Time, they returned with Na Na Na. Wait, I'm trying to. Okay. Okay. So, according to Soompi, Na 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 is a song which was composed and written by Def, which is JB. Na 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 is a song with pop sounds and highlights GOT7's bright and chill vibe. According to JB, the song conveys GOT7's feelings of wanting to gift laughter to the public and the fandom Agassé, who waited a long time for their return as a full group. It's been over, the last single they released was, what you call the song, Encore. And I think it was like the 19th, or was it the 20th of Feb? So technically it's been over a year, and February, March, April, May, and 3 months. Well, it's been so long. So it's been so long since we've actually seen them together. You know, we've seen them, you know, in, let's say, Yongjae's radio show. Not the current, not Best Friend, the one before. I forgot the name. But it was, yes, before he got Best Friend. You know, we'd also see him on JB Station Z. We'd also see them attending each other's fan meetings, online fan meetings. You know, so it was just various things. We'd see them interacting with each other on online, you know, social media. So we never really got to see them as a whole. We'd see like a few of them together, but it was their first time over a year and 3 months. We've actually seen them together in one place, in one area, and they came together for this EP, which did extremely well. Even the songs got over 90 number ones on iTunes, the album, and over 70 number ones iTunes songs. Yes, all over the world on iTunes, basically. So they did really, really well. They set a new personal record for their first day sales, also in terms of their pre-orders as well. They really did well. You know, it wasn't really all about the results. You know, it was more of gratitude and appreciation, and for the fans and also for them themselves. And I really genuinely appreciated it. And I think also they also held an online fan meeting, fan con. Basically, it was like a fan meeting and a concert, which went over 4 hours. It was supposed to be 2 hours, but it went over 2 hours. It was like 4 hours. That was just wild. That was just crazy, man. But that's GOT7 for you guys. Recently, actually, Saturday and Sunday, and then Monday, they met up. Oh, I see an elephant, guys. Oh my God, the clouds really look so beautiful. It's like 3D. I mean, they are 3D, low-key, but they're like, wow. 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 No, I'm sorry. I need to take a picture of this. Oh, left front camera. Oh, my God. Ah, it's been raining for the past, like, 3 days. So the sky looks super amazing. Like, so, so amazing. It's bright and sunny for the first time in 3 days. Like, you guys don't know. I wasn't really tired of the rain. I was just bothered by the fact that it rained. That's the wrong English. It rained. Yeah, English was not, it's not my first language anyways. Like, yay. Okay. Oh, that's so much, it's so bright. It gives me so much joy, guys. You guys don't know. Oh, it gives me so much joy. Anyways. But I see dark clouds. Yeah. Anyways, yes. So, they also had a fan con. Like, it was just crazy. They opened a new social media accounts, a new TikTok account. Even though they actually still are in charge of their old accounts as well. Because I saw that the album playlist. Well, you know how, yes, you guys understand what I mean. The album was released on that old YouTube channel, but the MV was released on the new YouTube channel. So, yeah, I don't know what I was saying. Oh, they still created new accounts, new TikTok accounts, new Instagram. What else? I mean, YouTube, it was created during Encore, so that's not that new, but it's new. And Twitter, and it was just so amazing. I remember the first teaser was that short clip, and it was the new logo. And I remember the caption was, GOT7 is our name. The world went crazy. I'm the world. And everyone else, I think it was very unexpected. No one didn't expect it in the first place. And it was just crazy. And we didn't know when they're coming back. Because the reports were like, oh, they're coming back in May. So it was like, okay, when in May? And they did it, and they had a successful comeback. Now they're going back to the solo stuff. Right now, I think they're doing the video call events. And then after that, I know, like, now Mark has a fan meeting in Thailand, and who's Bam Bam will be his special MC and guest. So he'll be going there as well. Jackson has Magic Man. He also has Head in the Clouds, but that's in August. That's pretty far. But for now, he has, Magic Man. And then JB also has, is it a fan meeting or is it a concert? One of the two, an offline, but it's also going to be streamed online as well. Recently, Yu-Yeom went on his first solo Europe tour. He did amazing. It was a successful tour. Who else? My dude, Yeonjae is still doing the things. He finally became the radio... I don't want to say radio presenter, but then now it's that's the only thing that's... Radio DJ, yes! Of a famous radio show, Best Friend, and it seems as if it's a really important radio show, because also honorable artists such as SNSD, Girls' Generation, Taeyong, also was a radio DJ, but like a few years back, and this show was brought back after over 5 years, and then they brought it back, so that was pretty. It's pretty. A huge thing for him, and also he has his album coming up. Bam Bam also, he says his album's coming up. Jin Young, then his movie Yaksha came out. It was actually pretty good. I was shocked. I don't know. I think I just didn't expect. It's not like I didn't expect it to be good. I just didn't know it was gonna be good. I like it when I get shocked by movies nowadays, because recently it's like everyone exposes everything in the MV, in the trailer, so you just end up not feeling the vibe. Anyways, and then we have, I mentioned Jackson Magic Man, right? Yes, I did. Yeah, that's it. How is it? I feel like there's something. Oh, Jin Young, like literally like 10 minutes ago. Okay, 10 minutes, no, it's been 14 minutes. So 20 minutes ago, there's been rumors about him releasing a solo album. So that would be crazy, honestly. Crazier, busier, we broke. Says the girl who hasn't really bought anything, but we're still broke. I'm trying my best in terms of YouTube and Spotify and others. But wow, so much is going on. But let's get into it. So... fans who were at the fan con got to see Na 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 first. So, me, as usual, we all know, I never watched the MV trailer. Nowadays, I hold back on the highlight melody. I think it's because I'm lazy to mute or to reduce the volume when the title comes up. I don't know. I want to be shocked nowadays, so I feel lazy. You know, so I didn't watch the NBA trailer. I didn't watch the... I saw the moving poster, but I didn't watch the NBA trailer. I didn't watch the highlight melody. I didn't watch the clips. I didn't watch anything. I didn't hear anything. And when I heard the song, the first time I heard the song, I couldn't hear it. I didn't get to appreciate it a lot because I was with someone. So my focus wasn't really on max. It wasn't really on 100. So even after that, I really had a busy day yesterday. So I spent most of the time listening to the... After I watched the MV, I watched the highlight melody, and then I listened to the album. So most of the day, I listened to the whole the entire album. So I got a feel of the B-sides, and I was really surprised by it. Like, I was like, wow. To the point where I was listening, and I tried comparing... the current mini album to the previous release or any other releases. What's it called? This song, not the song, this album, Breath of Love, Last Piece album. And I was like, this is so different. Different in the terms of you can hear that these are songs that they personally wrote. You hear the... You feel that this is GOT7, you know. Second thing was that the sound, it was like a different sound. They sounded more mature, more confident in what they're singing, more bold, you know. Like, this is us. This, when we say this is GOT7, this is GOT7, this is what we've been preparing for you guys for a while. This is us, you know. So it was such a mature sound. I haven't heard that in a really long time, you know. You know, it was just different. And another thing that I liked was that you always know that there's always that sad ballad song, right? But another thing I liked was that they... JB solo in October. Oh my gosh. Okay, let's continue with life. Another thing I liked was that the album had the same vibe throughout. I think one of the biggest mistakes, for me, I feel like it's a mistake, it's something that I always seem to notice, is that every single group's album always feels like it's in three parts. And three parts meaning there's always the title track. The title track is the song that has been played the most. It has to stand out. It has to have a different sound, right? And then while we have the title track, then we have the B-sides. Now in the B-sides is split into two. These are where the second and third part come from. On the second part of the B-sides, what do you call it? There's always those songs where they're cheerful or the bright or the groovy or the R&B and stuff, right? And then the third part is always that one ballad song towards the end of the album. Always, it's always there. And I appreciate that, you know, we gotta have diversity in the album. But most of the time, it's like, the vibe of the other songs don't fit the vibe of the title track. So it's like you're listening to two different sounds in one album. And it's like they don't relate to each other. Even though they're good songs, but the storyline or the vibe of both songs, they don't match each other. I think I really have a really big problem with that, you know. So for this album, I was really surprised that the vibe, each song had similar vibes. They somehow related to each other. Even the ballad somehow, the last song, Don't Leave Me Alone. I was surprised that even if it's a low key, not a ballad, but then yeah, nice slow tempo song, it didn't seem far off from the rest of the album. You know, even the album in relation, that B-side also in connection with the title track, they didn't seem so far off. They didn't seem so distinct. It wasn't like you're listening to two different two different albums in one album, you understand? So I think I genuinely really appreciated that a lot. That's why I said that it feels more mature. The production wise, it doesn't feel like a typical K-pop production or a typical GOT7 sound that we've been hearing when they were still in JYP. And even if I can even compare to even the albums that we hear right now currently, they're quite different. You can tell that this album is an album produced by this company. Like, you can just tell, you feel the vibe, it's there. But having a group write, compose, and arrange the songs all by their own from that different sources, without having a company saying this is a song or this is the demo of the song and stuff like that, it was quite different and it was really refreshing to hear, you know. So I hope groups, few groups such as Monsta X, the recent title track Love, such a groovy vibe. I genuinely liked it. It was an interesting performance. I think I enjoyed watching the performance than just listening to the song alone. It was really cool. You know, that rapper, I don't know how to pronounce his name, but y'all know him. We all know him. I think he composed the song. It's the same as Idol's. Idol's leader also composed some of the title tracks. Like, you can hear the difference between... Oh, another album. Is it I Never Die? Idol's album. Also, they also had... Their songs weren't far-fetched. Their songs had the same vibe. You know, if you compare the title track to the B-sides, you could tell that there is a connection. It's not like you're listening to two different albums in one album. So I think that's something companies per se have to really also focus on. It's not only about the songs and the amount of songs that you put in the album and the title track, but it's also about how the vibes of the album. Sometimes I'd like to listen to a full album, but because I can't, because the vibes are just not matching the current mood I'm in right now. So I really appreciated that about this album. You know, I genuinely listened to it so many times, like over 5 times, both on Spotify and Apple Music. I listened to this album so many times. So like, I actually got to appreciate the B-sides a lot. And then when I finally came home, I took time and dedicated myself to watching the music video. And I think because I couldn't watch, the first time I watched the music video, I wasn't really focused. I didn't get to appreciate the song that much because I heard it most of the time audio-wise, but not visual-wise, if you get what I mean. So when I heard it, when I watched the music video, I was like, wow. So this is the vibe of the song. This is the whole entire concept. This is their vibe. And it was really... I actually fell in love with it. At some point, you know when you just hit with that feeling that, wow, this is good. It really hit me. I was like, wow, this is good. It was just so random, late at night. Like, it just hit me. I could feel my heart just burst into happiness. I was like, wow, this is good. And I genuinely enjoyed it. It has the vibes of, if you're looking for similar vibes, Page is a bit up-tempo, but Page, Thursday, teenager, the classics, basically the classics, got seven songs that were produced by JB. That's the typical vibe that it has. And it was also nice to hearing a chilled song that wasn't summery. I think that was also another thing that I genuinely liked. It's not too much of a summery song. It's a chill vibe song, but it's groovy. Right now, groups that are releasing summery songs, they scream summer. So when they scream summer, you end up hearing summer but not chill in it. Also, there's been a lot of hard-hitting, hard-strong, hard, you know, big impact songs. So this was a really nice break. Personally, for me, it was a really nice break. So I genuinely enjoyed this comeback. And then after my Eureka moment where, not Eureka moment, but my moment where I actually, my heart was just happy by the fact that the song was so good, sadness came. I was like, we're now back to this life where we'll be deprived of OT7 content for another years. You know, also because, you know, the members, the 94 liner, are also enlisting, military enlistment this year. So it's like, we don't know when we're gonna see you guys next. So it just hit out of nowhere and I was just sad. And then I got emotional while listening to Na Na Na, because I realized, I think we keep on saying this, but when you're a true fan and you felt the song and you got emotional about it, it seems to hit after this, all of this, after the excitement has died down and reality really sinks in, that they didn't really have to do this. Like, they could have just they could have just released a digital single or something. They didn't have to clear their schedules. Like Jackson said, he cleared his schedule for like 3 months or something. You know, they didn't have to clear their schedule, book flights to South Korea, stay in South Korea, record songs, do this and that, to make her, you know, create all this, the schedules, the fan concerts and everything else. They didn't have to do that. The video call events, they didn't have to do that, but they did. And that's what makes it more even emotional. So when you hear Na Na Na, it just hits differently now. I think after the excitement, you just hear it in a different perspective. It's the same song, but now it's like the feeling changes. It's no more happiness. It's now like, wow. That's what I got to experience with this. So I remember on my Twitter, I was listening to the album for the first time. And every single, after every song, I would tweet my, I would tweet my reaction or my feelings to the song and share it on Instagram, on Twitter. And I forgot what I said, but I remember I said overall something, 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 something mature sound. Overall, as one, the first album after leaving JYP, the first album where they were not really, where they didn't receive demos and stuff, and it's just from their own demos and working on the songs to producing the final product from what we hear, it was amazing, exceptional. I think it gave me so much joy. I feel like I needed GOT7 as a breather. K-pop in general this year hasn't been quite good. It's been, to be honest, overall, it's been a very disappointing year. You know, with a few songs that you like for each month, yeah. But overall, it's been a really disappointing year. And it's also following up 2021. You know, like 2021, it wasn't bad, but you could low-key see something's going on, something's wrong. And then this year, it really hit. So I think mocking GOT7's comeback, excitement has been brought in. Because now I feel excited for other releases. You know, Count Daniel came out with a song today. We also have 17. I'm actually looking forward to that. Now I have the excitement. At first, I could just acknowledge, oh, this group is coming with this. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, bye. You know, we have From S9. We have NCT Dream. We have... I said NCT Dream. We have BTS. We have Secret Number, Nayeon. Like, I'm actually now looking forward to releases. You know, my excitement has come back, and I think this is what I needed, because it's really been not a terrible year, but it's just not been the year of K-pop, honestly. Yes, they're performing good, but quality-wise, music taste-wise, it's a bit disappointing. It's like, where did that go? Where did all the creativity go? Like, what's going on? You know, but that was my 31 minute and 36 seconds reaction to GOT7 and GOT7's EP. I talked a lot, though, but... yay, I didn't make noise. I didn't scream or anything. But I genuinely appreciated the effort that they did and this whole entire album. I think it was genuinely amazing to see them together and to hear them together. And I hope you guys stream, you watch, you enjoy the content that they're releasing. And also the solo activities as well. And thank you so much for tuning in, and look forward to the trend. I have to do that, hey? Yeah, look forward to the trend. For sure you guys will enjoy it. Thank you for chilling with me. It's been B. Bye.